This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another Focus on the Folks. It's the Monday, August 17th version, as opposed to the Sunday, August the 16th version, and the Tuesday, August the 18th version of the DJV program. First of all, there wasn't one on Sunday. You didn't miss anything. You can listen to the program all weekend long if you want to. That's up to you at DJVshow.com. You would have heard Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and I talking about something fabulous, because that's what we do here. We fight truth decay and have fabulous conversations. We don't have quite the routine today because the fabulous Victoria Keelan is out gonzo on the lam, as it were. Imagine the audacity to take a couple of days off. It's summertime, and she's going camping or something with her husband. Is that what she's doing?
They got an Airbnb in upstate New York, she sent some pictures. Apparently, she was sharing the space with some chickens. You know, my favorite kind, the leg warmer chickens? I don't know what those are called, but you know which ones I'm talking about?
No.
They're the chickens that have, like, the leg warmers on. Come on, you know what
they're
like.
I posted a picture of a chicken on a rail on the farm, on my farm, yesterday.
Most chickens have the skinny legs, but then there's some, I can't remember which ones they're called, but they've got the extra feathers and they have them around their ankles, so they look like leg warmers.
Oh, really?
Okay, they're my favorite ones.
They're fat chicken legs then. Does that mean when they fry them up or whatever they do with buffalo wings?
Let's not bring up death and destruction. No.
Oh, okay, Jennifer.
Come on.
No death, no destruction. Biden versus Trump, or Trump versus Biden, and what happens with whomever. May the best man win.
Let's start there, actually, with our opening story, because tonight, first this week will be all about the Democrats. Next week will be all about the Republicans, because it's convention season. And for all of you, or like me, who are kind of political nerds and get excited by the pomp and circumstance, regardless, it's going to be a little weird this year, because the understatement of the world, right? It's a lot weird this year.
A little.
Because typically, you have the conventions done in person. There's a large gathering, a lot of energy. People tune in to watch all of that. That's not going to happen this year. There are going to be some in-person elements that will happen earlier in the day, council meetings, caucus meetings, but both candidates, I'm not sure about Trump, but for sure Joe Biden has said he's not going to be attending the convention, and they're only going to be showing 2 hours of it on TV. So you'll get a first hour, I believe the 8 p.m. hour, wherever you are, is going to be held on cable news, and then it'll be another hour that'll be held on the broadcast channels. So tonight for Democrats, you're going to hear from Senator Amy Klobuchar. You'll hear from Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's a favorite, of course, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Representative Jim Clyburn, who really saved the campaign of Joe Biden in South Carolina, if you remember that. He was doing nothing, and Jim Clyburn helped him out bigly, as the president would say. Convention Chairman Bernie Thompson, Representative Gwen Moore, Senator Doug Jones, who's up for re-election against Jeff Sessions. Tommy Tuberville, who beat Jeff Sessions. Performances by Maggie Rogers, Leon Bridges, Senator Bernie Sanders, and former First Lady Michelle Obama will round out night number one. So that'll happen tonight with these quick little snippets. It'll be mostly produced for television, again, because all these people are going to be in different places. They're not going to be on one stage. So it'll be interesting to see what that looks like. Tonight will be the first glimpse as to what we can expect the rest of the week and next week for the Republicans.
So who'll be watching? Though, under the circumstances, the networks are carrying it, but the people like the Democratic activists, people who would normally be conventioneers, there's still going to be a vote like there usually is and all that noise?
So that's kind of what I was getting at. It's sort of unclear to me. Wisconsin was the place that Democrats were supposed to do the convention. And from what I hear, there's still going to be some of the meetings and the caucusing that goes on, but a lot of it will be done virtually. So there will be a small presence that's still in Wisconsin, but your big names are going to be doing things that are probably already in the can right now, because they're just going to put them together to produce. So, I don't, you know, we really don't know what it's going to look like, but and how many people are actually going to meet in person and how many people are going to be on Zoom. But there are, I know, because I know a couple of people who are still going to go to Milwaukee to cover it. There are going to be still a few folks who are in
Wisconsin.
What are
they going to do? What?
Holding votes. Well, probably, you know what I would imagine? Holding votes, probably initiating those Zoom meetings, those things. So there will be a little bit of activity. But for the most part, it is going to be all done virtually, and it'll be done in a pre-produced way, which I think is kind of interesting, and also one of those moments where you go, is this going to be the turn?
Boring.
Because, well, if this goes well, if it's more exciting and brings in more people because you don't have those interruptions, those votes that we would normally watch televised, maybe this will be the future. We don't know.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the present, not worry about the future. I don't understand why anybody would care what Laura Trump thought about Joe Biden. And whether or not, I didn't know who Laura Trump was until she opened her mouth and said that.
She's really, really nice. She's great.
She's going to be nice, but why would we care?
She's Eric Trump's wife, and she's part of the campaign.
I don't care what he says either. Yeah, okay. So who cares? Seriously, honestly,
well,
who cares?
Maybe you don't.
I don't. I don't give a damn. I'm so tired of listening to all of this chirping back and forth and in and out and up and down. There's really the only real news here, the only real facts here are that the thing starts tonight and who knows what will happen after that. I thought one of the other things that was interesting going on over the weekend, Jen, was that Pelosi said she was going to bring the House back to vote on a bill which would prohibit the Postal Service from implementing any changes to operations. Yeah. There seems to be a lot of talk about the Trumpsters trying to undermine the post office during the coronavirus.
That is such a bunch of lies, though.
But where did they come up with that?
And here's why she's coming back. Because Republicans said, if you're so worried about the post office and all these alleged changes, then why are you guys at home lollygagging around in your home districts? Mm-hmm. If you're so worried about it, come back. And then all of a sudden, now she's coming back, and they want to talk to the post office.
So what's the legislation?
Do you think these post office problems are new? Do you think that Donald Trump caused these post office problems?
Abysmal. The post office is a horror show for decades. Decades.
What I think is really stupid is that people are not understanding the argument about universal mail-in ballots and absentee ballots. For states that have absentee voting, it works like a charm, by the way. And, you know, people who have absentee ballots actually request them. The argument that's being made about universal mail-in ballots is that they're sending ballots to everybody, dead, alive, moved. I mean, the question is, do you trust your local voter rolls? If you do, then you will have no problem with universal mail-in ballots. If you don't, if you're like me and you can't trust your registrar voters because, last election, 100,000 faulty ballots went out in just my county, L.A. County, not the state, the county.
People that were dead.
Yeah, then you have an issue because you're going to be...
Anybody can open the envelope at your house and you can do the balloting and then put it back in an envelope. They don't know who's doing it.
The lie and the dishonesty is conflating that somehow Republicans don't want people to vote. No, we just want live people to vote. I don't think that's unfair. I don't think that's voter suppression. I think that's about keeping the integrity of everyone's vote. Whether you're voting for Biden or Trump or Kanye West, just protect your right to vote. And it's crazy to me that we're seeing that conflation. And then now we're adding in this distrust of the Postal Service because Democrats want a $3 trillion stimulus package. It's just, I don't know. It's just
politics. The stimulus package is probably necessary. Where's the money going to come from is the question, I guess.
And where's
the money come from already?
I mean, yeah. Here's the thing. We talk about where those the PPP loans should go. Should they go to the big places? Should they go to Planned Parenthood? Should they go to those areas? No, they should go to small businesses who need them. That's the same thing with the stimulus package. Tell me where it's going to go. I don't doubt that the economy needs stimulus and that we need to get money into the places it needs to go, but why would I send it to a fund to a state that already has money they haven't spent yet?
That's an excellent question. Thank you for asking it, Jennifer.
That's what I'm here to do.
Yes, I know it is. Yes,
let's be a little reasonable because people are getting so, you know, the thing that's so irritating is that I consider myself to be, yes, I'm a Trump supporter. You call me a Trumpkin or whatever you call me.
A Trumpkin. I like that.
Well, whatever you call me, I'm so sick of people patting me on the head because I like the president and they call you Trumpers or Trumpkins. It's like, it's so, I don't know, it's supposed to degrade me, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. I'm a proud supporter of the president. Big deal. Here's what I also am. Before any president, I'm a patriot, and I hate to see what people are pushing for in this country because what they're pushing for is going to ruin it. And I don't think they realize it.
There are a lot of that word gets misused and mishandled a lot. Definitions of patriot and being patriotic. It's kind of like Democrat and Democratic, where you know you can pull it apart in any number of ways. Being a good American means you put America first. You're not an African American. You're an American who's black. You're not an Italian American. You're an American who has roots in Italy. You're not whatever, all of that stuff. That's the kind of stuff that bugs me.
I choose my country before any president, before any allegiance. I choose what's best for my country. And, you know, maybe it's sometimes, I mean, maybe.
Well, that's what the argument is. People will say, well, this is good.
No, the people on the other side of the aisle do not like our country, and they want to fundamentally change it.
I don't
agree
with that.
And that's a problem.
No,
I think it's true.
No.
Well, look around. They want to defund the police.
I think that's a
they're not
ridiculous,
proud of the
blanketed statement that would have a hard time holding up. Some people who do. There are noisy people who do want to defund the police, which is a ridiculous statement. Not on your part. It's a ridiculous statement for anybody to make. You got to have law and order. It's how we get there. And most people have any common sense whatsoever. No, and I don't think that that's a stat. I think that's the wild Indians of the party.
Try this. If you get into it, and I'm not talking about everybody on the other side of that, on the far left that want to actually see this country change because they're no longer proud of it, or maybe they never were.
Yeah, and maybe they never were.
Ask those people, are you proud of America? Because it's because people.
Well, America has done some things that are not in, they aren't good, but nobody's
worse
perfect.
Worse than everywhere? I mean, because I think we're the solution, not the problem.
I don't think that's the comparative. I think we need to be better than any other country. I think we have the ability to be better than. In some ways, we are. In many ways, probably in most ways. But in some ways, we are a horrible creation of greed, lawlessness, the kind of things that we pulled off, that crap in Iraq and stuff like that.
I wake up every day blessed to be in this country and not rather live here than anywhere else.
Absolutely. So, and if we lived anywhere else, most anywhere else, we wouldn't be able to have these conversations, including a focus on why you should stay on the Calitrin program to lose your weight for 6 months. It works very well because of the collagen protein that's the main ingredient. But in order for your body to get used to having Calitrin back in it, because once you're in your 20s, you stop producing Calitrin, that's when you start to get a little plumpy. And so with the Calitrin, you reintroduce the collagen protein. And in order for you to lose the weight and keep it off, your body has to readjust. And that takes 6 months. That's why they give you 3 months at the regular price and 3 more months are free with a special summer sizzler at toploss.com. It is time to lose the weight. It is time to put yourself first. It is time to have just the best feel about you and your body that you can have. So why not get on a program that will scientifically be the best, the visible effects? People will say in 3 or 4 months, wow, what are you doing differently? You look so different. Well, you will. You'll be losing inches off of your entire body. You'll be shedding pounds from all over your body. The before and after shots will be kind of cool. Calitrin is the product. TopLoss.com is the way to get at it. The only natural weight loss formula in existence that actually works. Go to TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV for no shipping. That's TopLoss.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Because this is noise as far as I'm concerned. Not that the Allman Brothers Band had just noise, because there were a lot of great things the Allman Brothers did. A portion of Duane Allman's last concert with the Allman Brothers, recorded 12 days prior to his death, is going to be released in October. It's called The Final Note. Features seven songs from the Allman's October 17th, 1971 concert in Owings Mills, Maryland. One of a pair of archival releases that this band will put on the market October 16th. The other one is a full recording of the July 19th, 2005 concert up in Erie, Pennsylvania. The tape for The Final Note was unearthed by Sam Idus, a young radio journalist at the time, who brought his cassette recorder to the October 17th gig in 71 to interview the band. He also recorded seven of the concert songs. 12 days later, on October 29th, Duane Allman died following a motorcycle crash. He's only 24. You may remember that. What kind of quality? Is this from, Phil, is this actually from that recording that we're listening, or is this from the original?
No, this is one of the earlier live sets. The other one hasn't been released yet.
Well, that's right. Well, when it is, what in the world, what is a cassette? Of a, this guy was in the audience, so what's that going to sound like? It's going to sound...
No, interesting. This guy,
you think?
Just go.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Okay, I'll go with interesting. Fine, that's good. This kind of stuff, I like the riffs that they have. Crank yourself a little, Philip. Yeah, this is good. You like this, Jen Jen?
I like it. It's kind of funky and...
Yeah. Funkadelic.
Yeah.
Psychedelic, funkadelic. No relation to the one.
Not my typical kind of music, but I think it's kind of cool.
All right, 25 at the hour here. Music portion of this hour of the DJV show. Jennifer and Doug now to enjoy Amy Lee. Time to take our country back. That'd be interesting. The new single is called Use My Voice from the upcoming album The Bitter Truth. Evanescence. Do you know about them, Jennifer?
Yeah, you remember them. They haven't. I don't think they've had a hit in a while.
Yeah.
But they have. You remember them too, don't you?
No.
No? Oh, I think if you heard their big hit, you would remember. She's got a pretty recognizable voice.
Yeah. Cover my ears and close my eyes just long enough to stop the noise. Amy Lee sings over subtle instrumentation. Go and
That's
take everything.
It's always a good message with politics when we're in a time of division to just close your ears.
Yeah, right, exactly. Close your eyes, close your ears.
How about
throw
open
it away.
Your ears? Have a chat.
Well, the line goes, I will use my voice. And then there's a chorus featuring several female vocalists, including Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, Taylor Momsen of the Pretty Reckless, Sharon Den Aiden, is that her name, within Temptation. Man, I don't know any of these people. This sounds like something out of Phil's playbook. The title doubles as a campaign Lee launched last week in partnership with Headcount, which is a nonpartisan nonprofit. Whenever anybody says that, I always find that to be bunk, because there are very few of these. They claim to be nonpartisan and non-whatever, but that's usually, they got an axe to grind. That's why they're doing this. At any rate, Use My Voice follows the singles The Game Is Over and Wasted on You, the latter of which was recently nominated for Best Rock Song at the 2020 VMAs. Marks their first nomination since Fallen in 2003. So, what do you think? I don't recognize this, actually.
I'm telling you, their hit. That was with their last hit, probably, back in the 2000s.
2003.
So, yeah.
I don't have that long. Well, I have a long musical memory for the stuff in the 60s, 50s.
Oh, there it is. That's the one. Thank you, Phil.
It's 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. DrChristianConti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 2020 Democratic National Convention begins today, but it will not be business as usual. Thanks to the pandemic, delegates and other party faithful will have to watch the events online or TV. The convention, which was postponed in July, will feature keynote speeches this evening from former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders, who gave a preview of his remarks.
This is a campaign about whether or not we maintain American democracy.
That is heard on NBC's Meet the Press. Joe Biden's acceptance speech is set for Thursday night. The National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has struck down several reports claiming that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin might have a summit to discuss arms control before November's election. O'Brien telling NBC's Meet the Press the White House has rejected that idea. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A group of Muslim women suing Delaware for prohibiting workers from wearing religious head coverings on the job. They have filed a federal discrimination lawsuit after leaving their jobs at a state detention center for juveniles. One of the women says a supervisor once yelled at her that she looked like a terrorist when wearing the head covering. The lawsuit claims no one with the state told them they could not wear them during the hiring process. For the first time in 33 years, an Andretti will be on the pole for the Indianapolis 500 when the green flag flies next Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday. In weekend qualifying, Marco Andretti posted a four-lap average of just north of 231 mph, claiming the top spot for the 104th running of the event. Row 1 will also feature Scott Dixon and Takuma Sato. Marco Andretti saying the team put a ton of effort towards this upcoming race.
You know, it's the guys rubbing on the cars in the shop all the way through the off-season. We put an emphasis on this race like a lot of people do.
And through the weekend, fans were wrapping up Elvis Week, marking the 43rd anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. A crowd of hundreds gathered, socially distanced, for another candlelight vigil last night at Graceland in Memphis. The King of Rock and Roll died on Tuesday, August 16, 1977, at the age of 42, after suffering a heart attack. Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, starting the week out here on the DJV program. It's Monday the 17th. Victoria Keelan is off for a couple of days. I actually won't be here tomorrow much. And Jennifer with Richie, I think, tomorrow, right? I think that's how
that's the plan, from what
I hear. That's the plan. The plan is we are here at your service and on your side. But this time of year, sometimes a little. I'm going to California later today, and that's why I'm...
This is your first flight post-pandemic, right?
That's right. First time I've been on a plane since March. So it'll be interesting to see.
Are you excited, nervous? What are your feelings like?
Well, I'm flying on United instead of American because they had a direct flight and American doesn't.
Right.
And because I was going to use JetBlue, but their prices were crazy. So I just decided, all right, I'll try this. I'm not a fan of United, but then I'm not a fan of American, and I use them... almost exclusively. So I don't think it's, I'm going to wear a mask. I'll eat, take my mask off. That's it. Hopefully I'll do the same thing I usually do when I'm on American, get on the plane, eat something, watch a movie and take a nap. And then I'm there.
Make sure you bring some chewing gum or a mint. because I have to warn you about the mask mouth. You know, eating and then putting a mask on, not always the best combo.
Really? I have to remember that. All right.
Because you get to smell your own snuff, you know?
Yeah, that's it. The folks in Iowa and other places where there are lots of cornfields through the Midwest, there are a lot of people who are shaking their heads this week as we start the new week, thinking about last week, this storm that blew through. What do they call it? It was some kind of a new, it was a derecho, right? Derecho, is that what you call those things?
Derecho.
D-E-R-E-C-H-O.
Yeah, derecho.
Hurricane force winds, 8,200 homes, 13 million acres of corn. Wait till you see what that does to the price of food this year. Destroyed. Wow. What a mess. 500,000 people were out of electricity after the storm. Still 80, 90,000 people without power in Iowa alone. The energy company there said that utility poles, thousands of them, were snapped off. The power lines, 1,200 miles of them, were torn up by the winds. This was a weird, really strange storm. It wasn't a hurricane, but it was like a hurricane. So about $4 or $5 billion worth of agricultural losses, as if the farmers weren't having a tough enough time as it is. $100 million for private utilities from the government, $82 million for homes, $45 million for public assistance. So this is one more layer. This is not something that has affected the whole country in terms of the weather, but it will affect the whole country in terms of what you'll pay for food. If you know, there have been so many disasters.
And it's already a problem. Have you been, have you been to the grocery store lately?
I haven't been to the grocery store for a month. I've been going up the street to the farm. Yeah. Well, they were going to be rough because, that's the thing. On the podcast I do in the show, The American Family Farmer, which you can hear every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the broadcast is on many of these same stations. The focus on what farmers are spending in order to grow the food for you and what we've been paying for crap food, we have gone a long way off of the path, Jennifer. You know it and I know it. The good food costs money to grow. Everything we know, how is it that we expect to pay more for a car, more for utilities, more for properties, more for everything, clothing, you name it, and we don't expect to pay more for food? It's outrageous that people are that
callous. The reason why it's
more
noticeable is that if you're in a tight spot because of maybe furloughs, or if you're out of work, or if your hours have changed, you spend less on the other expenses like clothing or whatever because you're just holding back on that. But people's food budget really doesn't change, and so I think it's more noticeable because when you've cut back on other things and you look and say, I was spending $100 or $200 a week on groceries and now it's $300, it's noticeable for a lot of people. Well, I've noticed it myself, not to the point where, I'm lucky enough to be able to do that shopping that I need to do, but I've just noticed it going, gosh, $25 more than usual, $30 more than usual.
Well, there are people in the middle and some of the grocery store chains that are taking advantage of the situation as well. But to blame it on the farmer when the farmer is, I don't know how often people drive into states like Iowa, even in my state where there's farming, or any state, they are among the poorest neighborhoods. The dilapidation of homes and farms and stuff.
I don't even know if I blame the farmer, though. I blame the situation, because if you think about it, and let's even take out the family farmer for a second. Let's think about the big farms, the ones that you love so much. Think about what they have to do the corporate farms, where a lot of our food comes from now on the shelves of a grocery store. They've got to do social distancing, probably. They have to have a lot of different safety protocols in place, which means maybe a slower output. There's a lot of things to consider aside from, I don't necessarily consider a failure of the family farm at all. I think it's just symptomatic, I think, of what people are having to do in their workplaces. And their output is just less because they probably have to have less employees near each other or even reporting to work at the same time.
That may be part of it. But as I'm trying to underscore here, for a long time, the plight of the family farmer has been distressing. I've grown up on the family farm that I run now. If I had to make a living doing what I do, I couldn't. It just doesn't. It's not in the cards. The thing that I was talking to a fellow dairyman over the weekend and how things have changed. He's producing now his own milk, sells raw milk, sells cheese, sells ice cream. And his situation has changed dramatically because he said people are finally getting it, which I think is true in many areas. People are going directly to the farm this summer to get their produce, to get their milk, and that's a great sign. And people are now beginning to realize what goes on. They go to the farm. They go pick their own stuff. They look at the condition of the farm. The growing is fabulous, but if you look around at the old tractors and some of these family farms, the barns and the situation, just we need, you know, we all talk about infrastructure. We need, in order to have a food supply and a food chain that won't go away, you know, I've said this 100,000 times, but I've said it once. If we continue down the road that we were headed until this pandemic, we would be not only not the breadbasket of the world, but we would be able to feed ourselves in 50 years. Well, at the rate we're going, we can't even feed ourselves really now. The situation, and it's being not recognized by our leaders, and people on the farm are screaming about what goes on, and they seem not to be heard because a lot of people who are in political power are not from the farm, and it's fewer and fewer of them because there are fewer and fewer farms. It's pretty much that simple, that bottom line. All right, so we have that now. Let's see what we have for sports information. A couple of big conferences.
Dodgers swept the Angels this weekend.
Did they?
Yeah, you didn't ask, but I just thought I'd let you know.
No, well, the Red Sox are in last place, that I know. And I posted something, a few of my friends were posting on Facebook about the Red Sox and the situation that they're in and the Yankees and yada, yada. And I just put in my, I don't usually comment, but I find myself a little more involved in some of these things. And I just said my comment was in my box, Yankees suck. And that was it.
Oh.
Oh.
They don't, but that's all right.
The Dodgers. Well, no, they're actually the best team around, but that doesn't mean
they're not. The Dodgers are the best.
Oh, give me a break. Well, they were the Brooklyn Dodgers before they got
there. Come on.
Los Angeles. Oh, come on. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 announced over the weekend the cancellation of all fall sports because of the obvious. This means that some of the traditional powerhouses in college football, like Ohio State, Michigan, USC, Stanford, no competing at all. The decision came against the backdrop of a movement led by some of the prominent players who came together to release a list of criteria they want universities to meet under the slogan, hashtag, we want to play. At the moment, the other three members of the so-called Power Five conferences are planning to hold their seasons. I'm going to bet that won't, you know, the schedules have been altered to be sure.
I just still don't understand why they can't quarantine together and play their game. This is gonna hurt more
people.
How can
they quarantine together? You mean each team on the school?
Yeah, each team quarantines together.
But then what happens when they go out on the football field?
Well, if every team has been quarantining and they're doing testing like they're doing in professional sports, I don't understand what the problem is.
But there are still problems in professional sports. I mean,
basketball has been doing really well because they've got their bubble. Hockey, which is a contact sport, has also been doing pretty well. And baseball has been doing really well. So I actually disagree. I think given the circumstances,
in Boston,
I think they're actually making it work.
Maybe
unless
that,
the
maybe
Cardinals,
this is
and then half
not
the team's
great,
been sitting.
Yeah, well, the Red Sox, a lot of players say, I don't want to play. I don't want to be out. Anyway,
I just think these college kids are missing out on a year to play. I know they say they're going to extend it, but for many, they want to go to the pros, or they're on a timeline, or they have financial aid that's associated to this. And they're killing those kids. And again, who is it going to be? Who is it that they're killing first?
We're back
low-income kids.
We're back to the whole business as to focus on whether we've gone too far with this stuff. I'm still maintaining, and I have for 90% of this whole thing, that we are way overreacting to it. Yep, people are going to get sick. Yep, people are going to die. And I'm not a callous, cruel son of a gun, but I just think that the cost...
No, but it's going to sweep through the population. That's what people don't realize, is that you can't stop a virus. The government can't stop a virus. They can help you recover from it. They can provide infrastructure. But a virus like this has to...
So if you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. you know, under the circumstances.
Unfortunately, and believe me, that hurts me because my whole family got sick, and it's really scary. And there's a lot of fear-mongering that goes on.
Well, most of it is scary because of the fear-mongering, frankly, not because of the outcome. It's just people are scared because of God-blessed news media. You know, you can't meet in person, but you can't meet face-to-face. Okay, face-to-face means that you're on a Zoom meeting or you have, you know, some way of connecting one way or another. And people, you know, Zoom has become so essential, it seems, people forget it's a Chinese company. Why isn't there some company in America that's developing a Zoom kind of facility technology so we're not doing business with the Chinese there? I'm so just appalled at some of the things that people still don't seem, you know, when you look at all these briefings, news briefings, there's very little information about what's going on in China. And I don't know whether that's a plot. See, that's where I see one of the things you were saying, the Democrats want to destroy the country. That's not in my wheelhouse of thinking, but I will tell you that I think there are some people, for whatever the reason, that think destroying the country seems to be a swell idea. So, today, National Black Cat Appreciation Day. What color is your cat?
My cat is black and white. She's a tuxedo.
All right. Ever feared a black cat, Jennifer, crossing your path?
No, I love kittens. They're not bad.
So superstitions, I call them. People thought this meant bad luck. For a lot of cultures, black cats are actually meant to be positive. So try to dispel these myths about black cats the same as some of the myths about a lot of other stuff that you hear. Today, National Black Cat Appreciation Day, August 17th every year. In fact, black cats are actually welcomed by a lot of people. For some, a visit from a black cat means good luck. For others, it means prosperity or maybe even romance. Some cultures, black cats are even worshipped. Some cultures, black cats are eaten. Basically, there's no need to fear cats. As a matter of fact, in China, cats are eaten. So maybe another reason not to like them. Because on in China. Today, apparently Ellen DeGeneres is still fighting off all the negative. What is really going on here?
I don't know, but it actually, here's the thing. I never believed that Ellen was this nice person that she pretends to be on TV.
Yeah, I didn't either.
The truth is that when you get to her level, or you get to any level, you do it because you are, you work hard, and you expect people around you to work hard, and that might come across as someone who's not dancing on television because people are multifaceted. So I actually have to tell you, I actually like the fact that Ellen is a jerk.
Really?
Actually, I mean, look, wow. I love nice people, and I think it's great, but I always felt it was dishonest to try to portray her in this way that she's just always happy-go-lucky and just dancing everywhere, because I thought it was dishonest. So the fact that she's got some of these stories coming out, I actually appreciate it, because I think it's actually real. And it's honestly, well, it's honesty.
We all have our
life.
Moments.
Right.
We all have our moments.
And because everybody has their moments, they think that it's like toxic work culture and they're going to sue you over it. No. If you don't like
people
what you've got at work,
babies today.
Leave your job and find something else.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The final cast of The Crown seems to be shaping up. This is the big Netflix series. Found its Princess Diana for the upcoming 5th and 6th seasons. Elizabeth Debicki, who is she? I don't know her. Do you know anything about her?
I don't know. But you know what? I don't watch The Crown, so that's the problem. But I do know that my mom absolutely loves the show, and the fact that they're going down the road of Diana, she's going to be all into this.
All right, what do we watch tonight if we have any sense about the matter?
You can watch the convention. That's on. Baseball's back. Amy Schumer learns how to cook if you need a break. That's on the Food Network with her husband at 10 p.m. Find Love, the season finale on TLC at 11. And Penn and Teller, Fool Us on CW at 9.
What a horrible show. Those two guys. Hey. All right. I'm going to find some good old cowboys.
Is there anything you like?
Yep, good old cowboys.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Past the hour, the breakout here is for Tech Talk. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria usually does this, but because she's not here, I'll have the honor of passing along some of this information that a lot of people are talking about, a lot of it trending on social media. For example, the president issuing a new executive order regarding TikTok extends the time its parent company has to sell their operations here in our country. This is that popular short video app. A government panel has recommended that this company be put out of business, basically. The new order gives ByteDance, which is the Chinese parent of TikTok, 90 days to make a deal to divest whatever they have here in our country anyway. We should do that with Zoom or any other, in my estimation, any other technical thing, because the Chinese have a way of being able to worm into all of it. This particular order has ByteDance deleting any data that it has from U.S. TikTok users. You see, that's the insidious part of this. The new order doubles the amount of time TikTok initially had been given to find a buyer here. The app was going to be banned, I think, as early as next month. The initial order bars transactions with ByteDance that could look at how it's connected to Play Store and App Stores at Apple. They distribute the software in our country. Similar order targets WeChat, which is a messaging app owned by the Chinese. Trump issued the order under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, a law that allows the president to regulate international commerce after declaring a national emergency. I would think there'd be a lot of other things where we do business with the Chinese that would apply. I'm all for it, frankly. All right, so that's that story. Fortnite has been pulled from Apple and Google, so now they're being sued.
The Breakout. By now, you're probably aware, either directly or because you know somebody that plays, that Fortnite has been pulled from both the Apple App Store and Google Play. Why? Well, the answer is longer than we really have time here to explain, but it comes down to the game's developer, Epic, using their newfound power of hundreds of millions of users in a coordinated effort to get both Apple and Google to reduce the requirements of revenue share from in-app purchases and loosen other restrictions Epic believes are unfair. Now, this has been a brewing battle for some time, specifically with Apple. But Epic is sizable enough now to actually force a real trial. This promises to be a significant legal tech battle, and we'll keep you posted here at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Next up on Tech Talk here, NASA has some good news to share about the Mars Ingenuity helicopter. Remember that story from a couple of weeks ago when it moved toward when it's on its way to Mars? And they have put all kinds of gadgetry in the spaceship. This is a high-risk, high-reward experiment that's destined for a date with the planet in, it went up in July. And it's supposed to be there, I think, at some point fairly early in the year next year. The small helicopter, which is zipping through space tucked into the belly of the rover, is alive and well. They've been back and forth. They can talk about it. They recharge the helicopter while in mid-space flight. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it? Just think about it. What? It's so amazing, the things that they can do. The first time the helicopter has been powered up, batteries are charged, ready to go, says NASA. A lot of unknowns surrounding Ingenuity. Will it survive the harsh journey to Mars? Will its systems function as intended once they get there? And will it fly? Well, we'll wait and see. But the health checkup that they had, back and forth signals, good sign. We have a lot more first to go before we can attempt the first experimental flight test on another planet. But anyway, that's what the JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory spokesperson says. Good luck. This is perseverance is what it's called from now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.